And now something that will shock you. Depending on the market, as much as 90% of sports talk radio listeners are men. Okay, not all that shocking, but you probably also know women like sports as well. So why don't more women listen to sports talk radio? Well, the answer is more complicated than you might think. Karen Given from NPR's Only a Game explains.
It's true. I'm a woman, and I don't listen to sports talk radio. I try sometimes. Once I tuned in to find the hosts talking about Fox sportscaster Joe Buck's wife. She used to be a stripper, one of them said. No, she was a prostitute, the other laughed. For the record, Ann Buck was once an Indianapolis Colts cheerleader, but that doesn't really matter. Her prior profession has nothing to do with her husband's failings as a play-by-play guy. You can't blame me for not tuning in to sports talk radio. If I did, I'd have to listen to what these guys in Boston think about women like sideline reporter Erin Andrews.
Seriously.
I hate her. What a gutless... Seriously, go away. Drop dead.
Over the years, I've developed this impression. Sports talk radio must not want me. Must not want women. And it turns out, I was right.
Welcome back. You know, there's no doubt a lot of sports has lost its way, and I'm going to tell you part of the reason is because we've got women giving us directions.
This is from a station in San Francisco.
For some of you, this is going to come across as very misogynistic.
Pro tip, no good can ever come from that disclaimer.
See, here's the thing. I'm willing to share my sandbox as long as you remember you're in my box. I didn't get into yours.
Did he really just say that? Not so long ago, a finance reporter named Jason Noddy was driving down Route 26, heading into Portland, Oregon, when he tuned his radio to sports talk.
After about the second strip club ad, a men's testosterone clinic ad, and a ad for a male-focused attorney, you know, they seem to be targeting somebody here. There is certainly a specific audience that they're going after. Is it me?
Okay, this might seem like it's a no-brainer, and Jason was pretty sure he knew the answer, too. He talked to radio executives and to industry watchers, and he found...
As it turns out, males above the age of 35 are right in the sweet spot of sports radio. Unfortunately, that's me. I fall right into that demographic.
Jason wanted to talk to advertisers, too, but...
The low testosterone clinics did not want to talk to us at all about this.
He found one advertiser more than willing to talk.
This is Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones.
Rick Jones is the managing partner of a law firm that specializes in divorce for men. The firm was founded 23 years ago in Seattle. Back then, most attorneys advertised in the yellow pages. But Rick was looking for a more affordable option.
And how long did it take you to find sports talk radio?
We actually ran our ads, I believe, for the first time on a Sunday before opening our doors on a Monday.
Oh, please tell me it was like football season or something.
Absolutely. It was mid-January.
Rick says he advertises on some other radio stations, classic rock, that sort of thing. But nothing beats sports talk.
When you were looking at the things that advertisers need to look at, which is the target demographic, the you know, cost per year, et cetera, and the ratings, it just really made sense to spend money in a sports radio station that has a listenership of in excess of 90% male.
So you're reaching more men, which I guess means that your cost per potential customer is lower, right?
Correct.
In many markets, sports talk radio doesn't even break the top 10 when it comes to ratings, but their listeners are loyal and they're engaged.
Dave from Hillsboro has been calling in for like the last 15 years, and they know Dave's taste. They know what steakhouse Dave likes to eat at. It's interesting to see the lengths they will go to keep both Dave and guys like Jones comfortable.
Just to be crystal clear, it's not the misogyny that keeps advertisers like Rick Jones comfortable. He's not a fan of that kind of thing.
This is kind of a weird question, but if suddenly 50% of sports talk listeners were women, would that make it less attractive as an advertising place for you?
You know, the answer is probably yes, but let me explain why, which is if they now had twice as many listeners as they do now, you can fully expect that the amount to advertise advertise at the same level we do, same reach and frequency, would double in cost.
Right.
And so the only thing that would change is that the cost would double.
Jason Naughty talked to executives at ESPN Radio, and he was surprised by their response.
They seem very cognizant of the fact that this is kind of a antiquated approach, but it works. I think terrestrial radio, they are basically ushering an entire generation along in a velvet coffin. They have the audience they have. They know they're engaged. They know they buy things, and they seem okay with that.
But there's good news if you're a woman who likes sports, because in some ways, terrestrial radio is being replaced by other things, podcasts and YouTube channels and Instagram and Facebook. And in those spaces, women aren't just allowed, they're welcomed. ESPN is investing in podcasts with women behind the mic. I can now watch my friend Andrea Creamer and Hannah Storm calling Thursday night NFL games on Amazon Prime. And this ad played during last winter's college football playoff.
Hey, Anna, do you have those plants?
Yes, but if you have a sec, I just want to...
Okay, so the basic gist of this commercial is that the protagonist, Anna, is an architect. Her boss ignores her ideas and leaves her to explain his mistakes to clients until one day...
What I really wanted to do... Baker Architects, this is Anna Baker.
I'm sure this ad would inspire anyone who's ever had a bad boss. But with that soundtrack, 9 to 5 is practically an anthem of second wave feminism. That ad is targeting me. And it makes sense, because on the TV side of things, as more and more people cut the cord, sports are pretty much the only thing anyone still watches live.
This is why you see so many stations paying exorbitant fees just for rights to broadcast games. You know that's the only way you're going to get that many eyeballs in one place. So yes, they have to be nicer, because they're not just trying to sell a trip to a steakhouse or something like that. They're trying to sell cars. They're trying to sell home loans. They're trying to sell bigger ticket items that more people than just Dave from Hillsborough need.
And this is where the strategy of keeping the advertisers happy gets turned on its head. I talked to Jennifer Storms. She's the chief marketing officer at NBC Sports Group. And she says her main focus isn't to attract advertisers.
We want to make sure that we are always serving our consumers.
But when NBC Sports looked at their audience, their consumers, they discovered that women already made up 46% of NFL fans.
NASCAR, again, another 40 to 50% of the NASCAR fans, they are women. So we're not just wearing pink hats. You know, we're really into it.
Women were already enjoying NBC Sports products, but...
We took a look at it and we said, there's a real opportunity here to serve women even better and even more authentically. And they are such large fans of our sports properties. How do we give them more avenues, more opportunities to express their fandom and engage with us?
Last winter, during the Olympics, NBC launched an initiative called On Her Turf. It's a podcast, Instagram, and YouTube campaign, and it's not designed to attract women to sports. It's designed to reach the women who already enjoy sports and inspire them to take on the world. And in that spirit, I have something to say to this guy.
I'm willing to share my sandbox as long as you remember you're in my box.
That sandbox of yours, it's getting smaller and smaller. But this one over here, the one that I'm playing in, it's got room for everybody.
And that story comes to us from Karen Given and our friends at NPR's Only a Game, playing over there in their sandbox. Jason Naughty wrote about sports talk radio advertising for the New York Times. We'll have a link to his story at hereandnow.org, where you just heard Karen throw down sort of a gauntlet. Feel free to weigh in yourself, hereandnow.org.